Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yeah. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided. Oh yeah, undivided.
All right, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, August 30th, 2022. And, yeah. Okay. Moving on. So commentary on Joel Bakken's interview there by Janine Garofalo. Again, that was 20 years ago. The interview for The Corporation, the movie based on Joel Bakken's book. The movie was a Canadian documentary film based on Bakken's book and directed by Mark Akbar and Jennifer Abbott. And then there's the sequel film, obviously, was released back in 2020, The New Corporation, the Unfortunately Necessary sequel. It's interesting to me, as we talk about all of this and how this works and, you know, the suggestibilists and all of this sophistry and manipulation and things like that. And again, you know, getting back to what I said in the first hour, you know, thinking yesterday that the quote that was pestering me, I couldn't think of, was Bastiat, "The law when law and morality contradict each other. The citizen has the cruel alternative of either losing his moral sense or losing his respect for the law." And this is what we see happening, and it's justified. We live in a society, if you go back and watch the interview, Steve Croft's 60 Minutes interview, 1998 interview of George Soros. We should just play the clip. Maybe we'll dig that up. Soros says, when Steve Croft asks, Does it ever keep you up at night? I'm paraphrasing, but are you ever bothered by what you did? Essentially, stealing the personal property from your fellow Jews as they were being loaded. You were helping, basically, you were fleecing them and taking all of their personal property as they were being loaded onto trains. Does the horror of that ever bother you? You know, you're a young teenage boy, George Soros, stealing from people as they're being sent undoubtedly to their death. You know, this is kind of the depiction, obviously. Does it ever keep you up at night, Steve Croft says. And George Soros says he actually laughs about it. No, not at all. Immediately is his response. And he says, funny thing, you know, like markets, if it wasn't me doing it, someone would have been doing it. Very ghoulish. So, you know, and he literally says, I wasn't the one doing it. Talk about a big lie. And this gets back to what I was saying about folks who are waiting for some moral imperative to be issued from on high, their poobah, their pastor, their think tanky senior fellow, their POTUS, their whatever. If that's you, you are the problem. And the way I read Romans chapter 1, we don't even, dare I say, and I know this is bold, but I mean, we don't even need the Bible, for example, to know better than that, because God has written it on our conscience and on creation all around us. And if there was a moral imperative behind the American Revolution, it's what, in that sort of fashion and private property, what guys like James Otis were saying. But if we go down that road, we have a very different discussion historically. We're not stealing land from some folks to give it to others to advance some manifest destiny so that we can further the secret destiny of America and create this utopian, Babylonian, Nineveh kind of world social state. Different discussion. I digress. So, commentary on the video. Let's see. Limited liabilities, and again, you know, that's just sort of a fictitious, imaginary, that's sophistry. Artificial person. Bruce Ray, remember, if you go to the Bruce Ray for House campaign video, the short version, you know, maybe we'll just play a little bit of that. Let me see if I can get that dropped in the slot here real quick. We can do that because he mentioned Congress's sophistry back in 1862, which is an interesting moment. We'll talk more about that in a second. Speaking of the 14th Amendment, there's that. Bruce said it all. It's amazing. Son of a judge. You know, he does the research and says, here it is. And he chapters and verses it in the video. And that was published 10 years ago. Bruce for House campaign video, short version, published June 2nd, 2012. Bruce explains how our rights are slowly taken away, one by one, through the unconstitutional 14th Amendment. It's interesting, Janine Garofalo, you heard her mention during the interview, 14th Amendment created, I believe, and that's a great way to say that. She's no dummy. If you look into her pedigree, you might say, she's no dummy, even though we've been told other things. Julie and I were sort of having a side conversation in the break about that. I wonder why we have such, you know, many of us have formed such a low opinion of Janine Garofalo. Imagine that. She's a smart lady. So it's, I think, provocative of her to say 14th Amendment was created, I believe. And I would encourage her to investigate further. You know, 40 acres and a mule is still an insult by the day's standards. Not to get sidetracked, but the Homestead Act of 1862, what was it? It was 160 acres. And that goes, you know, the story is longer on that, but 160 acres. Let's see, 40 acres is a quarter of that. Three-fifths compromise, that's 60%. 40 acres is a quarter. See what I'm saying? And a mule, we could argue, by some standards, is less than a horse, obviously. So I would call 40 acres and a mule a slap in the face. Anyway, you know, that, all of that aside, let's listen to what Bruce Ray said about the redefining, speaking of artificial person, what Congress did in 1862 that pertains to the 14th Amendment. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm Bruce Ray Rick. And I was asked to do this video proving cannabis laws, income tax, gun control, and all those are unconstitutional. They derive from an unconstitutional jurisdiction. The American people were deceived out of their constitutional standing in law, and the constitutional standing in law was switched to a corporate standing in law, where they became owned corporate property, corporations owned by another corporation. Here's how they did it. In 1862, while the Civil War was going on, Congress took it upon themselves to redefine the meaning of a word, person, to mean a corporation. So in 1868, when the 14th Amendment made all persons, which is corporations, citizens of the United States, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, here's what they did. Let's look at the term United States. This term has several meanings. Black's Law Dictionary makes that clear. One meaning is Title 28, Subsection 3002, Part 15A. United States means a federal corporation. By making you a citizen of Washington, D.C., which is United States, Washington, D.C., Incorporated.
Legal sophistry. So he chapters and verses it, even shows all of the supporting documentation. For example, a congressional record that shows the that on and after the first day of August 1862, every individual partnership, firm, association, or corporation, parenthetically, and any word or words in this act indicating or referring to person or persons shall be taken to mean and include corporation. Partnerships, firms, association, or corporation when not otherwise designated or manifestly incompatible with the intent thereof shall comply with the following requirements. That is to say, anyway, so there was that from the congressional record, 1862, Session 2. And there were some interesting things happening at the time, weren't there? I mean, there is the Synodia discussion. We won't get into that right now. But remember, you know, fast forwarding, remember when Ralph Winterroad, the truth seeker of the far north, used to remind us of 5 U.S.C. 551, Section 2? Person includes an individual, partnership, corporation, association, or public or private organization other than an agency. So... and then party. We all want a party, right? Party includes a person or agency named or admitted as a party or properly seeking an entitled. And you start looking at this stuff and you start looking at the legal vernacular that's being used. It's pretty interesting. Rule means the whole or part of an agency statement or general, et cetera, et cetera. Rulemaking means agency process for formulating and amending, repealing rule. And we know, again, Ralph, the true seeker of the far north, used to remind us, you know, that what is published in the Federal Register, for example, is, you know, they promulgate substantive rules of conduct presumed to have the force and effect of law. Speaking of sophistry, rules, what does that mean? Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from it. And who's watching the Federal Register? There's a comment period. If you guys aren't saying anything, I guess you don't mind if we just do whatever we want. Who's ever heard of the Federal Register? So it's the pincer, I would say, that from top and bottom, you know, there's ICLEI at the local level, which is also not just the local level, obviously, but then there's the agency rulemaking stuff that goes on through the Federal Register that reminds me of what Gary Allen wrote in None Dare Call It Conspiracy. So getting sort of back on track, let's see. The Homestead Act is an interesting discussion. Manifest Destiny. By 1934, over 1.6 million homestead applications were processed, and more than 270 million acres, 10% of all U.S. lands, passed into the hands of individuals. This is the official account. The passage of the Federal Land Policy and Management Act of 1976 repealed the Homestead Act in the 48 contiguous states, but it did grant a 10-year extension on claims in Alaska. So that's also an interesting side discussion. I think that maybe, I don't know, at some point we should play the George Soros clip, because this is how we're acting in America now. People say the same thing. Well, you know, if I'm not doing it, somebody, if I'm not stealing from my fellow Americans, somebody should do it. Walter Williams on the violation of private property is fantastic. He was asked by Brian Lamb in the interview. Oh gosh, was that? I think that was a book interview. See if I can grab that real fast. Basically, what are your politics? I want to play that before we end this segment as a sort of final thought on Joel Bakken's commentary. So maybe we can get that fired up. Let's see. Walter Williams. Title of the video is Walter E. Williams, Economic Professor, George Mason University. I don't like what YouTube is doing, monkeying around with stuff. So, this was, again, 10 years ago. And we're going to play from the 2345 to the 2540 mark of this video, where Walter Williams gives us a working definition of slavery. Practical working definition of slavery, and, you know, some practical wisdom. Go ahead, please.
Essays, and that's why I tell them that you have to learn how to, you know, read and write and spell and practice writing legibly.
If you were to define your political economic philosophy in a paragraph, what would it be?
That's pretty challenging. I would say that my political philosophy is very, very much like my economics philosophy. It's laissez-faire. That is, people have the right to do whatever they wish so long as they don't violate the property rights of others. And my thinking about many, many issues, my initial premise that I make is that I own Walter Williams. I am the property of Walter Williams. You are the property of Brian Lamb. And so what that means, when you start off with the idea of self-ownership, well, then there are certain things that are clearly immoral. And the reason why they're immoral, because they violate private property. That is, the reason why murder is immoral is because it violates private property. Rape is immoral. It violates private property. Theft is immoral. It violates private property. And many Americans can go along with this, but I say something else violates private property that many Americans would not agree with me. That is, I think that the forcible use of one person to serve the purposes of another, it violates private property. Because keep in mind, a working definition of slavery is, in fact, the forcible use of one person to serve the purpose of another. And if you look at the government spending in our country, that Americans are being forcibly used to serve the purpose of another. That is, your money is being taken by, you know, under intimidation, threats, and coercion to serve the purposes of some other American. I think that's immoral.
Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
welcome back. A lot of other stuff I wanted to get to. That's the same every day. It's my own fault. I want to play the George Soros clip, extended version. This is sort of, this typifies America to me. We'll play the extended bit so you get a background, lest someone say, well, he didn't know or it wasn't that bad. By his own admission, or as he put it, you know, it was a horrific situation, evil, sort of unimaginable, tremendous threat of evil, very personal experience. So, without further ado, here's what George Soros said to Steve Croft in that 60 Minutes interview back in 1998. Go ahead, please.
Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps. George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events. One is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child, you don't see the connection. But it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go. I could just as easily be there. I should be there. None of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was... well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there... Of course, I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator. The property was being taken away, so I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Soros told us he believes God was created by man, not the other way around, which may be why he thinks he can smooth out the world's imperfections.
Okay, pause. Yeah, so that's astonishing. I'm astonished every time I hear that. Kudos, hats off to everyone who keeps reposting that. James Corbett obviously observed not too long ago that this keeps vanishing from the interwebs, and folks go to great lengths to keep republishing it. On YouTube in particular. So hats off to those folks. It just keeps re-emerging. And I wonder why it keeps disappearing. But history comes full circle. And, you know, the Bolsheviks are, well, crashing currencies and things like that. But it's not them. It's just markets, right? George Soros, Hungarian Bolsheviks of the world unite. Interesting what happened right after that. This is 1998. So maybe we could play just a few seconds before we go to the break. Nah, we'll play it after, I guess. We're headed into a break, right? So, yeah. Stick around. If you don't remember, you'll be, I don't know, maybe you'll be surprised to hear what happens next. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Welcome back. All right, we'll go to the phones in a minute. First, you know, there's a little place across the pond, been in the news a lot lately. Perhaps you've heard of it, Ukraine. Interesting what happens next. We'll play a little bit more, but just listen to this first part. We'll play about a minute and change, but give this a listen and think about what's going on these days. Go ahead, please.
Actions. When we went with him to Ukraine, he was treated like a visiting head of state and was received by the president. Then he was received by the prime minister and finally the central bank.
20% in cash.
They even allowed him to look at the books and asked him for advice. Lots of people want George Soros' advice. Most recently, South African President Nelson Mandela.
Actually, President Mandela asked me, how could South Africa protect itself against speculators like you? And I told him, I wrote him a memo trying to give him the best advice I could how to reduce the exposure of South Africa to speculative attack.
That's the old stop me before I kill again approach, right? Well, you're telling, this is what you can do to stop me.
Whether I or somebody else does whatever is happening in the markets, it really doesn't make any difference to the outcome. I don't feel guilty because I'm engaged in an amoral activity which is not meant to have anything to do with guilt.
Wow. Astonishing. Ladies and gentlemen, George Soros, criminal mastermind and psychopath. People like this should be locked up. Period. I'm astounded. So, well, maybe we'll get back to the Hungarian Bolshevik story later, but you know, it gets to, I think, the heart of the, you know, again, Paulo Freire, Pedagogy of the Oppressed kind of story, where someone who is that psychologically injured and damaged from a young age, then, you know, to sort of protect oneself, hey, there is no God. So in Nietzschean sort of fashion, I'm going to get all I can all I get. Doesn't matter how many toes I step on because, funny thing, like markets, you know, it wasn't actually me doing it. Someone's doing it, whether I'm doing it or not, so I might as well do it. That kind of perversion of logic. So I guess that means that maybe we should round you up and stick you on the trains, George, and steal your property. If we can do it, you know, if we can take advantage of you and get you to go along with it, you know, the most Machiavellian-minded person wins. Is that, you know, the Nietzschean will to power? There can be only one in Highlander sort of fashion. And, I mean, it's absolutely astounding. Larry sent me a few things. I think they all go together. Yesterday, social distancing was supposed to be forever by Jeffrey A. Tucker over at Brownstone Institute. Wanted to get to that. About a 10-minute read. That goes along with the John Whitehead's article over at the Rutherford Institute, republished over at Activist Post and other places. That was published yesterday. The American Kleptocracy, A Government of Liars, Thieves, and Lawbreakers. What he writes should be common knowledge, but we still labor. You know, we're not good at the telephone game. Which is why Bernays says, you know, an engineering of consent sort of fashion, that we still always need propaganda, even if we're all up to speed real time. Anyway, those, you know, and then this, what we just heard, you know, if you watch the full 60 Minutes interview, Steve Croft did a magnificent job, I would say, back in 1998. Wasn't George Soros, Soros and Hillary Clinton gallivanting around to places like Haiti, helping the children, right? At the same time, I digress. Adrenochrome is not a real thing. Sorry. So this other thing, Diana West posted a couple of days ago a clip. Maybe we'll play that clip a little bit later. Frank Church, what would Senator Frank Church say today? And her comment is regarding this video clip. And had he been elected president in 1976 instead of Jimmy Carter, we don't have Council on Foreign Relations types. We don't do that. No, we just get handpicked by the Trilateral Commission, the other side of the coin, by Brzezinski and Rockefeller themselves. So had he been elected president in 1976 instead of Carter, peanut farmer, would he have splintered the surveillance deep state into Kennedy's thousand pieces? And I've mentioned recently that, yes, according to the CIA's own article in the New York Times, the CIA quoted Kennedy as saying, you know, splintering it into 1,000 pieces. So I suspect maybe he would have. We don't remember that things like the Department of Energy, Department of Education, the CDC, FBI have all risked becoming defunct at points not that far in the past, not that far distant in the past. So, but now they become institutionalized and entrenched like a blood-sucking tick. And so, you know, if you watch the rest of the Soros interview and you hear about Soros, hedge fund manager, I don't think there are hedge fund managers. I think there are mules and surrogates. So watching the whole thing, money laundering and all of that, how is it possible that guys like this are able to do that? You know, if you can, and again, you know, you read John Whitehead's commentary on the American kleptocracy, government of liars, thieves, and lawbreakers. He focuses in on the FBI, the entrapment schemes, the COINTELPRO, taking low-level offenders and turning them into informants, for example, and things like that, and along the way allowing them to commit additional crimes. He mentions in his article at one point that USA Today estimates that government agents have authorized criminals to engage in as many as 15 crimes a day. That's a linked point that he makes, linked to the USA Today article from about 10 years ago. 5,600 crimes a year. And you can smell these characters because they just love to sort of boast. Duper's Delight is written all over them. I'm untouchable, I'm untouchable. For their participation in entrapment schemes and things like that. I was surprised that Trevor Aronson's TED Talk is not included, and maybe his book in his article mentioned, you know, specifically, because I think Trevor Aronson in 5 minutes, just wow. I have played that for people personally, and they watch it and they say, wow, is this guy dead? Is he still alive? That's how shocking it is to watch that. So, you know, the CIA and FBI should be splintered into 1,000 pieces and scattered to the winds, never to reemerge. I digress. To the phones, Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Yeah, it was. Sorry, I haven't been talking. There is a time when people did look into all that and did do something. But the truth is that the Soviets have been trying to take us for, well, since, okay, this book here is called National Suicide, Military Aid to the Soviet Union, mm-hmm, by Anthony Sutton, 1972.
Anthony Sutton, yep.
1973.
So Stuart New Deal Chase said it would be a fantastic idea to merge the Soviet Union and the United States, and then Anthony Sutton documented extensively in National Suicide et al. Exactly how it was occurring.
Yeah, he did, and we probably, I don't know, I hear people talking now, and they think Hitler was wonderful, and they think Putin's wonderful, so they won.
It would seem so, and there are a lot of mm-hmm other courageous folks who have said things too. I mean, you have Major Jordan's diaries, you have folks like Charlotte Isserby sort of defecting from the Reagan administration. You have the things that Gary Kaa wrote along the same lines, and many others who were, I would call them, unimpeachable witnesses in positions of authority or impeccable research, as in Anthony Sutton's case.
And, you know, Rockefeller almost became president, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Richard Nixon.
And, yep.
Go quietly or else.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all that?
Yes.
Okay. So, but right now, people aren't interested in voting. It doesn't. They run down America for trying to fight communism. The Vietnam War was an attempt to fight communism on the part of the soldiers. So you're going to blame the soldiers because his name is on the wall?
Well, that's really what we hear anyway. That's the party line, establishment narrative. John Judge had some interesting remarks to that.
I don't know who all those people like that are. I mean, if we just go back and look at what we already knew, you know, and do something. But everybody, now they got guns and they think they want to get out on the street. No, that's not, that ain't going to do it. You remember, was it Penn State where they had this here protest, you know? Suddenly, somebody fired a gun. And then I talked to Steve Elkins about it. He said, yeah, I met him. I was there then. Yeah, or helped set up that peaceful protest. Well, and that's what would happen if you take your gun out on the street. And that's constantly what they want us to do. And that's constantly what people sound like they want to do. But if you go to conservative media, you read about the Me Too Dudeman, how he was sent here to tell us that America was going to burn. It is Sodom and Gomorrah. And people are going to be out on the street fighting each other. And the soldiers will have to come back from around the world to put down all that. And we're going to be attacked while all that's happening.
Right.
So do you think anybody who cares? That was... Well, a decoder, whatever you call it, Holy Spirit.
Secret decoder ring, Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
I met Chris from one of my friends. It was some cereal, so I was okay, I didn't let my kids eat that crap. But anyway, back to where we were. Yeah, we did things back then, but nobody wants to hear it now. They want to... say I'm rooting for Putin and yeah, I'd rather have Hitler president than Trump. Yeah. So what are you gonna do? You make your
keep telling the truth. Because and tell it unapologetically
I don't know anybody that wants to hear it, Chris.
Doesn't mean keep telling it.
Huh?
Doesn't mean we don't keep telling it. You know, the probabilists, as Lark reminds us, would love for people to stop telling the truth and succumb to the inevitability. You know, I can hear Mr. Smith, Agent Smith, in the Matrix. It is inevitable.
Whatever you were talking about, asking Soros, did he not feel guilty? I thought of a gif I just saw a while ago, and it said, well, you just, this man was saying, well, you just believe what your mouth says so you can sleep at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I keep saying things and I don't think anybody basically wants to hear it. They want to talk about, the Ukraine. They don't even know stuff I know about Ukraine because they're not Christian. They may be Christian, but they're not looking in the right places. Like, I like to go and look at the current prophets we have, because you got to, you know, take everything with a grain of salt until you see where they're coming from. But the point
spirits.
Is, that if it helps you to keep on keeping on, then it's for God. I think.
Okay.
And I don't like Paul Arbenz at all. Kind of been banned on the weekend. And then y'all say, well, nobody's calling. Well, you know, we got things to do out here too. You know?
You haven't been banned here, and you get, I would say, a fair amount of airtime. So.
I don't want it. I don't want to do it at all. But I hate to see America go to pot. And I do believe that people could do something. But now they've taken the stupid shot, I call it. And you know, they start having things wrong with them. So what can I say? I don't know. You want to cry because that happened. And you want to hope that I heard a good caller. I did hear a good caller. I think it was this weekend. And they were saying, well, just stop talking to all those people. Don't even just tell them, well, you've taken a shot. Now, just get ready to die. She said, oh, no. I'm just going to keep on praying for all of them. And she says, I believe prayer is bigger than science or whatever. And that's true, Chris. You know that's true.
Amen.
I mean, you know, we have to add minutes to
we're headed into a break. We're going to play a clip on the other side. Okay. I appreciate it, Pat. Thank you, as always. Okay. Much appreciated. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing.
Welcome back. We're approaching September 11. I'm going to try to pull all these things together full circle and see if it's. I don't think it's too much of a leap. So the what I was thinking of earlier in the first segment, or the first hour, I should say, was the SPARS pandemic, a futuristic scenario for public health risk communicators. Remember I said vaccine injury was included? That was back in October of 2017. You know, that was around the time Anthony Fauci said what he said. Wasn't that at Georgetown? This next administration will deal with... How did he know? He knew. Hopkins Center for Health Security knew. The SPARS pandemic. So chapter 17 is literally titled Vaccine Injury. So if you're not familiar, you can read more about that yourself. 9/11 was obviously a watershed moment. Speaking of corporations and things, you know, again, bringing all of this together, tying it up in a neat little bow. The late, great John Judge, a talk about 9/11. This, again, is more than 10 years ago, but speaking of things we're never supposed to forget, John Judge, go ahead, please.
With George Bush Sr., with Poppy Bush, there's a multinational corporation called the Carlyle Corporation, where Poppy Bush works now, and W has investments in, and that corporation also is a big investment firm for the Bin Laden family. Except they just bought out the Bin Ladens for image purposes in the last month. And Colin Powell was running around in July of last year telling the surrounding countries that the U.S. was going to militarily intervene in Afghanistan in mid-October, in July. Not in response to September the 11th. September 11th is nothing but pretext. And it has more to do with the war at home than it has to do with the war abroad, but being used as an excuse for both. But wherever the war abroad is, this 10-year war, that's already on the books. My mother worked five levels above top security in the Pentagon. She's the highest paid woman employee of the Pentagon for many years. He projected the draft call for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. She had to get it right within 100 people either way on the annual call 5 years ahead. And I asked her after she retired, when did they tell you they would escalate the war in Vietnam? And she told me that in spring of 1963, for the first time in her career at the Pentagon, they had told her to change her projections. They said on orders of the White House in the spring of 1963, in April, that all American troops would be withdrawn from Vietnam by the end of 1964. On orders of John F. Kennedy. Kennedy was pulling out of Vietnam, and they told her to change the figures. And I asked her, when did they tell you they would escalate the war? When did they reverse that? She said, late November 63. I said, the last week, because November 22nd, Friday, Kennedy is killed in Dallas. She said, the Monday following the assassination. November 25th, Kennedy's barely in the grave. I said, was this a few more advisors?
There you go. Full circle. That was 20 years ago, actually. It was February 2002. The incomparable late, great John Judge. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.